This podcast has been developed and funded by Accord in collaboration with people living with prostate cancer, their loved ones, and healthcare professionals. Please note, episodes are not designed to offer medical advice, and people appearing on this podcast are talking from personal experience. Welcome to The Unmentionables, a podcast that brings you unfiltered conversations on prostate cancer. This series has been created with and for people affected by prostate cancer and their loved ones. It aims to bring you open and honest discussions around some of the key challenges associated with the condition. We know that talking about prostate cancer isn't always easy, whether it's a chat with your doctor, a difficult conversation with your family, or opening up to friends, finding the right words can be tough. This podcast series is here to help make those conversations a little easier and provide practical guidance from people who've been there. I'm Jeff Stelling, and I'm joined today by Steve Allen, a prostate cancer survivor and retired doctor who's been key in bringing this podcast to life. Hello, Steve.
Good day, Jeff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. So what sparked the idea for this podcast?
Well, as you said, I'm now 77. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, some 18 years ago. Things were very different then. Things have changed dramatically over that time, and I've been privileged to be part of that in many ways. So a few months ago, Accord contacted me to have some conversations about what information was out there for people whose lives have been affected by prostate cancer. What was there? What wasn't there? Where were the gaps? And perhaps what were the topics that could be revisited, perhaps with a slightly new slant? That led to other conversations with other patients, some healthcare professionals, caregivers, people that, in fact, most of them I knew already. And I was thinking, the sort of things that we were talking about amongst ourselves were already being talked about. Where? In support groups all over the country, where men were attending support groups and beginning to have those really difficult conversations. And those conversations, as you say, they can be really difficult. It's about things like incontinence, about things like sexual dysfunction, about the psychological traumas people go through when they've got a diagnosis of cancer. And even then, there are really simple things which sometimes seem to be too trivial to actually ask anybody about. It's all of those questions that can be addressed in a support group. Support groups that I've been very, very closely now involved with. So that's really how the title came. Not The Mentionables, but The Unmentionables.
Absolutely. We know in the case of men how difficult it is for them to talk about anything to do with
true.
Their bodies at all, let alone anything below the waist, for goodness sake. Let's turn the clock back a bit, though, Steve, shall we? And talk about when you were diagnosed and what the impact of that was and what effect it's had on your life.
Okay. Well, I think, if I'm going to be honest, I'm a bit of an oddity. I'm not only a patient, but I'm a doctor. And a lot of doctors don't talk about their own problems. I don't know why, but it's not common to do that in public. But to be honest, it was a bit of a shock, but I knew the people who were going to look after me. I'm an oddity. I'm somebody who has a very different approach. So I went through major surgery. I knew the people who were looking after me. I was going to be Superman. I was going to sail through it. And you know, I wasn't Superman. I was a human being like everybody else. And suddenly, the life-changing moment for me, the real bombshell, was around 8 weeks after my surgery. And I realised, yes, I was totally incontinent of urine, and I mean totally. And I didn't know how long that was going to last for. I was only 60. What do you do? Where could I go? Nobody wanted to talk to me about it because I was a doctor. So with great fear and trepidation, I joined my local prostate cancer support group. I walked into the room expecting it to be, full of wet, whinging old men. And nothing could have been further from the truth. Nothing. These spaces are warm. They're safe. They're comfortable. It's where men feel that they can open up and talk to each other. And that began to change my life. And that's probably the reason why I'm still here doing the stuff that I'm doing at the moment.
So I was going to say, Steve, who are these podcasts aimed at? But I guess the answer is everyone.
Absolutely. Anybody whose life has been impacted, affected by prostate cancer. It could be the patients. It could be their families. It might even be a healthcare professional who just wants to have some handle on what do patients really feel. So it could be for anybody. But you think many patients have gone in, they've had all their tests done, they go to their appointment to be told they think probably everything's going to be okay. They're dropped a bombshell. I'm sorry, you've got a cancer. They're flooded with information about this and about the possible treatments. They come out with armfuls of leaflets and perhaps a phone number they can ring, but they get home and they're confused. They really, really don't know what to do. Who do they can they get information from? That's where being able to talk to somebody who's done it before. So, yes, it's aimed at anybody that wishes to share those experiences. Those lived experiences are as important. In fact, I'll even go so much to say as, you know, doctors, healthcare professionals, they're great. They can talk about lots of things and help you. What do they know about waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, anxious, worried, fearful? Only somebody who's been through that. And that's where, you know, patient-to-patient support is so, so important.
Yeah. And, I mean, you talk about emotions, but men and emotions is not a good partnership.
Don't often go in the same sentence.
Does not go in the same sentence.
Until somebody starts the conversation. Until somebody acts as that catalyst. I will go and talk to a support group about this incontinence, sexual dysfunction. Once somebody at the front opens that door, literally the floodgates will open with questions. People do want to know. It's just who starts that conversation. And hopefully what these podcasts will do is to empower people to say, look, I want to go and talk about that. I've got problems. I can go and talk to somebody about it.
So over the next 3 episodes, we'll be hearing from a series of patients, caregivers, healthcare professionals as well, about some of the key challenges that people with prostate cancer and their families are facing. And the episodes will aim to provide practical tips to help patients improve conversations when speaking to doctors, family members, and friends about their diagnosis and treatment. And by the way, if it sounds like it's going to be all doom and gloom, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because it's what you were saying about the meetings. When I did the prostate cancer walks, people used to think, oh my goodness, these must be morbid affairs. A lot of people with prostate cancer or who've lost somebody to prostate cancer or got friends with prostate cancer, but they're anything but. They were joyous processions
yes.
of people telling stories, getting things off their chest, having a joke, you know.
Yep, I quite agree. And one of the things that we've got a little embryo. It's growing into a baby at the moment, these podcasts. We hope it's going to grow and grow into adulthood. And that can only happen, I think, if we get some feedback from the people who listen to these podcasts. Please let us know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. Topics that we haven't covered are really important because together we can make a difference.
Well, first up, we'll be sharing the personal experience of patients when choosing a treatment option, the factors to consider and how to prepare for treatment discussions with your healthcare team. Now, choosing a treatment option, I don't think that'll have crossed many people's mind.
Nope.
I don't think people will have felt they had a choice.
That guy's come out of his original appointment. He's got this fistful of information. How does he choose? We now have this wonderful phrase of joint decision making, don't we? You can only make the right decision if you've got all of the right information. That's where podcasts like this, going and talking to people in your local support group, this is what it's all about. So you make the right decision for you, because once you've made that decision, you know, you can't regret what you've done.
Next, we'll be looking at managing treatment and sharing how somebody can look after themselves and manage side effects while on treatment. So, Steve, what kind of side effects are we talking about?
Oh, all sorts of different ones, Jeff. There are lots of treatments out there. You know, to be honest, there's no free lunch, is there? However effective a treatment may be, there will be the potential for a different range of side effects. But the aim of modern treatment is to give you the greatest effect with the minimal side effects.
And finally, Steve, I think it's important as well, we're exploring some of the challenges that people face when communicating with their partner, family and friends, from how to manage those difficult conversations to fostering positive, open communication with loved ones, because communication is key.
Absolutely. I am so pleased my wife was with me when I was diagnosed. If I'm going to be honest, it's because then I didn't have to go home and tell her myself. And that may sound a silly comment to make, but I didn't have to tell her myself. And I don't know how I'd have done that. I'd ignored my symptoms for 2 years. How would I have squared that with my family if my mate Derek had said, look, Steve, sorry, you've got a cancer and it's already spread? How would they feel that I'd ignored things for 2 years, for goodness sake?
And of course, people often overlook the impact that prostate cancer has on the family.
On partners, those around you, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are the sort of issues that we're going to be covering in the next three episodes. Accord has been working with a group of patients, caregivers and healthcare professionals to develop a prostate cancer discussion guide. If you want to talk about any of the topics covered in this episode with your healthcare team, the personalised guide can help you think about questions you want to ask. You can then download or print the questions and take these to your appointments to have a more informed conversation. You can find the details in the description of the podcast, wherever you're listening or watching. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having this conversation.
Today, the very best of luck in the future as well. Thank you. Hope you have a long and healthy life ahead of you.
Thank you very much indeed.